Hello, I'm Anne McMillan with the University of Nevada School of Medicine. Our guests today are Brian Loft, founding director of the School of Medicine's proposed physician assistant, or PA, program, and Ruth Ballwig, an internationally known authority in PA education and a consultant for the School of Medicine's PA program. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ruth, let's start with you. What is a physician assistant, or PA?
Well, a physician assistant, or PA, is a person with some significant medical training from a PA program who works in conjunction and with the supervision of a doctor. So they do doctor-like things, but they're not independent. And they've been very important in increasing access to care throughout the United States, especially in rural areas. And that makes a lot of sense in Nevada.
Certainly. So maybe a little further into it, why was the profession started in general?
So the profession was started in the mid-60s when, just like we have now, there was a disproportionate distribution of doctors. Doctors were leaving rural areas. They were having moving vans come in the middle of the night and pack up their clinics and their office and their homes and be gone. And at the same time, there were returning medical corpsmen from Vietnam who had been very visible in Vietnam. People were very proud of them, regardless of what they thought about the Vietnam War. They thought those military corpsmen were perfect. And so they became the first PAs. And America accepted them broadly. The first program was at Duke, the second one at the University of Washington. And while it took a long time sort of to get through some of the medical politics, as you can imagine, from a standpoint of patients, PAs have always been outstanding care providers for them.
So how does a PA differ from a medical doctor?
PAs differ from a medical doctor. Basically, my response to that is there are many more similarities than there are differences, but primarily it's in their training. Physicians go to medical school. PAs go to PA school. Often the length is different, but many of the similar topics and core education is provided through both programs.
Ruth, how are PAs traditionally educated?
So it's typically been a two-year program. 1 year, and it's full-time, so it's more like a job than it is a classroom situation, which is how we think of a lot of education. They're full-time in the classroom for basically 1 year and full-time in clinical rotations in much the same way that medical students are for another year. And then they go to work in a licensure relationship with a doctor.
Brian, why is the School of Medicine starting a PA program in Nevada?
Nevada has a significant issue with access for patients into healthcare. PAs provide a part of a solution to that problem. PAs in the state of Nevada have been practicing since 1976, I believe, if not earlier, and the state desperately needs more primary care providers, and this program will provide that to the state of Nevada.
What is the course of education for this proposed program?
This program requires a bachelor's degree to enter. It's a master's level program.
So 1 year in clinic and 1 year in classroom, vice versa?
Correct. So it's a 27-month program in total, full-time. It in the first portion is 15 months of in-classroom education, followed by 12 months of clinical clerkships out into the community.
And is that throughout Nevada?
That is out throughout Nevada, correct.
Rural and urban areas.
Rural and urban areas, underserved as well.
The other thing I would add is the people that apply to PA programs, this one specifically, are required to have prior healthcare experience. So this is a second career choice, and it's one that people make that adds on to their prior experience. So sometimes people say 2 years sounds not very much, but the typical student in a PA program, a second career PA program, is 33 has had 6 to 8 years of healthcare experience. So you have to look at the composite.
Very well. And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking with Brian Loft and Ruth Ballwig about the School of Medicine's PA program. Brian, what are the prerequisite requirements for applying to the School of Medicine's PA program?
This program is a master's level program, therefore a bachelor's degree is required. In addition, there are some basic science prerequisites, such as chemistry and biology and statistics, to name a few. The most important prerequisite is the 2,000 hours or more of direct patient care, and that's in a paid capacity.
When will you be accepting applications for this first class?
June 1st is when we'll begin accepting applications.
What is the process for admission following the initial application?
Throughout the application process, we'll review those applicants, and then in the fall, likely around September, we'll begin sending out invitations for interviews that will happen here on site at UNR.
And where will the program be held specifically?
The Redfield campus is the main classroom for the PA program. We also have activities at the main campus School of Medicine.
And what is the process that needs to happen? This is a proposed program. So what needs to happen before it becomes an actual program?
Correct. So currently, the program is going through the Nevada System of Higher Education. It is the first program in the state of Nevada. And that process will include the Board of Regents approving the academic program, and then we'll move forward with the PA professional accreditation process.
Any timeline on when those might be completed or at least addressed?
Absolutely. So in June, the Board of Regents will sit and discuss the approval, and we anticipate that that is going to happen without problem. Additionally, in October, our PA professional accreditation body will make a site visit to evaluate the program.
And upon graduation, where do PAs typically practice medicine?
PAs practice in all areas of medicine, specialties, settings, hospitals, clinics. Every specialty has a PA working at some point in time. And in Nevada, we're primarily looking to fill the need in primary care.
And in rural areas or urban areas or both?
Mostly underserved, so that could be urban and rural, but primarily where the need is where we're trying to fill.
And finally, to both of you, what makes a good PA student? Let's start with you, Ruth.
Well, I think PAs are seen by patients as people. So people that have good communication skills as well as prior clinical experience. I think a PA or anybody working in healthcare requires skills as an advocate. So anybody who's a patient often needs an advocate. Willingness to commit to underserved and healthcare access issues. And most of all, just an openness and flexibility to what's happening, changes in the healthcare field. We found that as compared to medical school, where it's hard to make changes as new diseases come up and so forth, PA programs are more flexible. So PAs themselves have been more flexible because of their structure.
And Brian, a good PA student?
A good PA student is a good person first. Second, I believe compassion, desire for a lifelong learning, and ultimately, people who have great problem-solving skills.
Thank you, Brian and Ruth, for being with us this afternoon. For more information on the School of Medicine's PA program, go to medicine.nevada.edu/PA. There you will find information on requirements for application, background on the program, and you will be able to sign up for a periodic electronic newsletter. Thank you.